Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's going to be a triple play!
It's time for the triple play.
Yes! Triple play!
The top three burning questions of the day.
And there's three!
With Jones and Mego.
Triples is best.
Triples is best. I don't live in a hotel and visit the 99 the day after the Red Sox win. And 99 Rewards members get a free kids meal with every adult entree purchase. The 99 restaurant, the official family restaurant of the Boston Red Sox. It's Monday, Jones and Mego. That makes it a buy or sell Monday. So let's start buying and selling.
Number one.
Mego, we start with you. Buy or sell that the Celtics, who are playing tonight, are still the scariest team in the playoffs. East or West?
They're definitely the scariest team in the East. I'm still more scared of Denver. They're up 3-0 on the Lakers. Overall, the West continues to look even scarier and scarier to me because all the teams that I was already afraid of are all either sweeping the team, like have just swept the Suns, or they're in the process of sweeping the teams that they're seeing out there, and you couldn't do that. And so, yeah, I'm more scared of Denver than I am if I was a complete outsider looking at Boston.
I looked last night. I had a bonus bet burning a hole in my pocket that expired at like 2 in the morning. And so I was looking. I was like, well, maybe I'll plunk down on a future. What are the Celtics to win the title? They were like plus 125. It's something absurd. And they're like minus money to make the finals. My answer is yes, they're the scariest team left. Of course they're the scariest team left. They've been the best team all year. Doesn't mean they're going to win it. Doesn't mean they're actually going to finish it off and bring home the banner, but they should. They absolutely should. They're the best team. They're the scariest team. True.
For me, it's the Timberwolves. They handled Kevin Durant and Devin Booker easier than you're handling Tyler Hero, so I'd say that they're a little scarier. All right, let's get to our second buy or sell.
Number two.
All right, Jones, this is for you. Buy or sell that Tanner Houck will finish top five in American League Cy Young voting this year.
I sell it, but I'm starting to think that we need to buy in on the Red Sox rotation. And by the way, they're going to have a winning month. I think I did the math earlier today. Fact check me here. Twitch chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEI. I think it's 89 wins.
Yeah.
Is what they're on pace for. And so, good month for the Red Sox. Better than most people felt they were going to have to start the year. And I think you can start to believe in this pitching staff. I don't think Tanner Houck's going to be top five in the Cy Young. I'm not ready to go that far with it. But
he's top three in like most of the stats.
No, I understand. But like that I might write off after a month. The way the whole pitching staff has been, I saw you retweet Buster Olney last night, Arcan. The stat was something like it's their lowest ERA since like 1920.
Since the dead ball era.
No, yeah. I'm being dead serious. I'll find it. I saw this last night. It was
from Elias Sports. Red Sox shutout yesterday lowered their team ERA, and this was from Sunday because the shutout was 17-0. But the shutout yesterday lowered the team ERA to 2.63 over their 28 games this season, the lowest ERA in more than 100 years.
So I might buy that. I'm not buying Tanner Houck's top five Cy Young, but I've been very wrong about their rotation so far.
See, I'm actually going the other way. I buy Tanner Houck. I don't know that I buy that the entire rotation can keep this up for the entire year, but I think Tanner Houck can. Through six games, a 1.6 ERA, like, he's been amazing. So hopefully he just stays healthy. I think he could finish in the top five. I think,
yeah, that'd be sweet.
On ESPN's player rating by pitchers right now, he's fourth. He's right between Glasnow and Seth Lugo. So hopefully he stays up there.
And those are National League pitchers in that case. So, yeah. Isn't Glass? Where's Lugo? Glass now is with the Dodgers, isn't he?
I'm just saying where he's ranking in MLB.
Lugo's with Kansas City.
Got it. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Right. Oh, yeah, right. They wanted to sign him, and the Royals ended up paying him more money.
Right. All right, let's get to buy or sell number three.
Number three.
Mego, back to you. Buy or sell that all sports, like the NHL, should have mandatory post-game handshakes at the conclusion of playoff series, as we saw with, who did we see it with? The Islanders, right? Did they get eliminated?
The Capitals. It was the Rangers and the Caps, yeah.
Yeah, so buy or sell, everyone should do this.
Sell. This is so dumb. They made us do this in college, and it was incredibly stupid to the point where everybody would be in such a bad mood after a loss or something, and it would just not be very respectful. So then they made us start doing it before the game instead. We had to go shake hands before the game, yeah, in NCAA lacrosse.
Did you see the handshake line? People kept forwarding me this, because this is a take that lives on for me. Like, anytime there are handshakes, I just get a bunch of tweets about it. And so I got a bunch of them.
I get some of those.
But there was there one going on in the Calder Cup? It was like...
Yes, and there was a fight during
the but was
handshake.
That new, or was that like an old video?
I thought that was from this year's playoff.
Okay, yeah. So like people were like, that's a handshake line. People fighting, and like the announcer's like... This is a travesty. Get him out of here. This is supposed to be beautiful. It's a great tradition. It's the stupidest tradition ever. The dumb handshake line. No, they shouldn't do it. It's not Little League baseball. It's not my kids' youth soccer league where they eat frozen grapes after. No, it's a professional sporting event. The fact they forced them to shake each other's hand, and the fact that I have to hear grown men prattle on and on about how great of a tradition it is, and oh, look at them, they just competed and now they shake one another's hands. That's competition. That's what makes sports great. It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Good game.
Thank God I don't have to listen to Doc Emrick talk about it ad nauseum for a half an hour after every series in the playoffs anymore.
I need to issue a correction. A closet Laker fan in Christian Fourier just texted me that that Denver did, in fact, drop one game to the Lakers.
Oh, yeah, it was 3-1. I missed you say that, but it is 3-1.
I said either you have swept or you're on your way to sweeping. Technically not there, but
no
I still,
handshakes
still find,
for you.
Still find yeah. Denver the scariest yeah. team.
No, so I saw there's these killer whales.
No handshake line for Mego after the game. That's not what we're going to be doing. Anyways, that's Triple Play each and every day at this time. You can listen here on Jones and Mego. You also were listening earlier to Drake May. If you missed any of that, Odyssey app. I do agree with one of the tweets that we got earlier today. If nothing else, we know he already interviews better than Mac Jones. That's from TJ on Twitter at Jones WEEI.
Yeah. Agree.
Strong start there. Are those all new drops, or are some of those from draft night too?
Mm.
This was all this interview.
Nice.
Yeah. That'd be sweet. Mm.
I still can't believe
I can funny. Already hear the song like being made.
Yeah.
It's already starting to sound like a song.
No, it's true. It's true.
I'm
Ryan.
So like he's got like a beat machine.
Ryan's about to get in the lab.
So
anyway, we got more thoughts on the Patriots. We can mix in more on the Bruins and Celtics as well. That's next here on Jones and Mego with Arkan.
Mm.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.